Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
And now on with the memes. Number one, here's what it's like when you find a single mom on Tinder and she introduces you to her children. Looks like she's been busy paying the WCW toll. I think these guys are called the Harlem Heat, and I'm pretty sure that there are plenty of white babes out there that would let them tag team them, if you know what I mean. The only thing that appears to be missing here is Freddy Fazbear. Maybe he can fill in for their father or something. Up next, is it really true that not a single person with a gender studies degree has ever contributed anything of worth to society? That's not exactly true, because one made me a great cappuccino once at Starbucks. Gender study degree graduates are probably single-handedly responsible for half of Starbucks' stock price value. The only reason we have things like gender studies degrees is because high productivity in industries that matter sustain all these useless degree holders. Number three, this woman from Denver had her car almost hit by some guy, and after the near miss, he said watch it pronouns. If she's upset about being shamed, then you just know that eventually she's going to change her appearance so it doesn't happen again. The only antidote for liberal women that look like this is to mock and tease them. But don't exactly be happy if women like this start looking normal again. At least this way we know which ones have red flags and who to steer clear from. Moving on, this woman is upset because some random teenage boy was bench pressing for the first time, and he was able to lift more on his first attempt than the amount she's currently lifting that took her 2 years to build up to. Women's sports for the most part is a joke, except possibly diving and figure skating, which are meant to be graceful. In 2017, the US national soccer team lost to an under 15 boys team. 4 years of male puberty outweigh a lifetime of work and commitment from women. Number five, why is this AI-generated native woman so hot? She looks innocent, has a tiny neotenous nose, big lush lips, and huge eyes. It's too bad AI can't legally show us the rest of her. She's also not that old or fat, and looks to be in her teens and very fertile. You can understand why so many Spaniards mixed with the locals in Mexico. They just didn't realize that women like this would hit the wall early in their early 20s. Back then, for them, that was usually life expectancy. Up next, here's what it's like when the protests are over and you have to go back home to your cats with a package of kitty litter. I'm not sure if this is a man or a woman. Maybe I'm wrong and this is some non-binary they-them. I guess they fought the patriarchy, lost the war, but won custody of 3 cats and a bag of litter. You slay, queen. I'm sure that her cats can't handle her, and some of them have even started chain-smoking to cope with her craziness. Number 7, desperate diva Jennifer Lopez leaves her fans cringing over a lesbian kiss. Whatever happened to things like this being stunning and brave according to the lamestream media? We all know that she's old and irrelevant, and she's not a fly girl no more. The Daily Mail and other companies have all of a sudden started turning on gay pride. Even Google recently pulled out of the Toronto Pride Parade. No pun intended. Home Depot too, and their wood usually gets hard for it. Moving on, here's the difference between when a relationship ends for a man versus a woman. It looks the same, but it's not. And why is that? Is it crocodile tears on the left and human Kahlua on the right, perhaps? Or maybe that's actually human Kahlua on the left and she used the Kleenex to clean up the mess left behind by the guys she's been railed by. But then again, maybe they are female tears because she smashed a guy that said he had a house and a pool. Well, he wasn't exactly lying. Number 9, remember guys that someday you'll find a woman not scared by your mild autism. Sure you will, but only if you're rich or famous. If you were good looking, you'd already found her. Women don't care if you're on the spectrum if they can benefit from your obsessions. Where it's a pain is when you have to socialize with their friends and family, and they all think you're weird and they hate you for it. I know this from experience. People are scared of you and hate you if they can't read your body language and facial expressions. Up next, everyone loves tall men, tall women, and short women. But short men are screwed. If a man is 5'6" and he needs to earn $175,000 more a year than a man that's 6 feet tall to have the same value as him in the sexual marketplace. But this is just cope, and gold diggers aren't viable long term. If she's not attracted to you or your face and body, it's over, bro. Unless you're famous. Your best bet is paying for working girls at that point. Number 11 Aurora says that women's value doesn't decrease just because she has 9 kids with 6 dudes. It's on how specific she is. Who's ready to step up and be a real man and raise somebody else's kids. With how many kids, she has as much value as a polished turd in the sexual marketplace. Then again, she's right though. A woman's value doesn't decrease when she's in that situation, because technically her value is already zero. Moving on, NBA player Jimmy Butler's baby mama is struggling despite getting $55,000 a month in child support. She's living off that child support, like it's a CEO salary, and still complaining. Then again, she should be struggling because that money is for the baby and not for her. It's hilarious when she's struggling on the average person's annual salary. How does one struggle on $660,000 a year? As Chris Rock always says, women love complaining. Number 13 Lover's Guide says, don't marry her unless she's a virgin, respects you, wants kids, and has a good relationship with her father. What else needs to be on this list? How about no tattoos or piercings outside of her ears? How about that she also doesn't smoke? In truth, the sad part is this person doesn't exist anymore. Most guys these days would be grateful if they could find a virgin who isn't crazy and on antidepressants. Up next is Muslim man chose to pray in the middle of the street. What do we call this? It's called public mischief, and the Quran forbids mischief. So maybe someone needs to run him over. Also, when women say they had a train run through them, this isn't exactly what they meant. There are plenty of mosques in Western Europe, yet they still choose to pray in public because this is the way to show that it's socially acceptable to practice their faith anywhere they want. Number 15, this wonderful new mother is upset with her baby boy because he made her fat the past 8 months, and she's hoping that he cries when they circumcise him on Friday because she made an appointment. That's what he gets for ruining her figure. I hope he grows up to realize that his mother doesn't love him. Maybe someone can circumcise her and see how much she likes it. A massive earplug and neck tattoos are all you need to know about her. Moving on, here's another wonderful double standard. This woman says that cheating on your girlfriend is bad, but cheating on your boyfriend is understandable, and that sometimes it's good for society. Darth Maul says that just as he was about to get rid of his misogyny, he read this tweet and all came rushing back. This isn't rare, though. This is how most women think. That if she's cheating on you, it's your fault because you did or didn't do something which then encouraged her to cheat. Number 17, multiple Canadian universities have published studies suggesting that white men in interracial relationships with black South American or South Asian women exhibit low amounts of testosterone and cognitive performance. Is it really all that shocking that men that made bad decisions are both dumb and weak? Then again, this could be shaming propaganda to keep white men mostly away from Thais and Filipinas, or even those Latinas. Maybe this study was done by white women trying to encourage white men to date white women instead. Up next, here's a bunch of ways that women shame men. But in what ways do men shame women besides you're fat and a slut? To be honest, you don't even have to try to offend them. They will automatically find something to be offended by without you even trying. But other great ways to shame her include telling her that she's just like her mother, that her egg carton is empty, or maybe you can even ask her if it's her time of the month. Or even if you call them a liar, oftentimes means they go ballistic. Number 19, here's a 23-year-old white woman that's been happily burning the coal for 8 years, since she was a teenager. So did he marry her when he was 31 and she was 15? Was it statutory rape or Stockholm syndrome after being kidnapped? Then again, maybe for those 3 years he was married to somebody else. Who knows? And wouldn't you just know it that all those kids will probably turn out to look like this? Looks like an albino African. Moving on, Rose threw a $250 million necklace into the ocean to honor a homeless Chad smashing her just once. Meanwhile, her husband spent his entire life working and her granddaughter took care of her. She's the real villain in Titanic, and the worst part is most of us fell for this romantic horse poop. And then in the end, she throws away their inheritance when she kept it hidden all those years. Rose is probably the archetype of the modern Western woman selling her house to travel the world, wasting their kids' inheritance. Number 21, Jay says that he told a stripper he's out of money, and she said okay and kept dancing on him, and it was the nicest thing a woman's ever done for him. I guess some heroes don't wear clothes. But it's a really sad world when a stripper is more unconditional in her generosity than a female partner. Then again, he's probably a regular, so she knows that next time he'll more than make up for it. Being generous with clients can sometimes bring you more business later on. Up next, just because J.K. Rowling is anti-trans women doesn't mean that she's a champion for men's causes. Yet so many right-leaning guys believe that she's base without realizing that she doesn't particularly like them either. She was the one that left her husband, the abusive bad boy, and then became a single mom. She didn't choose the good man, and now she's probably bitter against most guys. But on the bright side, at least she keeps make-believe in her books and realizes that DNA doesn't change because of feelings. Number 23, someone says that cows produce milk and women produce babies. But what do men produce? Just about everything around you right now in our civilization. Men invented the paper, pen, social media software, and device that women are posting their nonsense on. Not to mention the shelter over their heads. But of course they won't talk about it because it means that they are 100% dependent on us, and all their strong independent women talk is just a joke. Moving on, here's your daily reminder that the aliens in the movie They Live were less evil than world governments today. At least the aliens wanted humans to reproduce. Maybe the reason our fertility rates are crashing is because we ran out of bubblegum. Someone needs to make a modern-day version of They Live where the secret messages say, eat the bugs, you will own nothing and be happy, live child-free, and diversity is our strength. The aliens wanted us as slaves. Our current governments plan to replace us with artificial intelligence. Number 25 and the last one, on the left is Sam Bankman-Fried's ex-girlfriend, and on the right is the actress portraying her in the Netflix series. For once, it looks like Netflix did a good thing and saved us from having to go and buy some eye bleach. If they wanted her to look accurate, then they should have hired Bella Ramsey to play the part. But then again, I don't think she's still ugly enough to play that role. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.